late. I'll see you around sometime? She asked, trying to mask the awkward mood that had fallen between them. I do hope so, he said, replying in a husky voice as he walked away. Chapter 2. Zoe spent the rest of the day trying to focus on work, but Max kept popping into her head. She couldn't get the memory of his firm, strong hands, enclosed in hers, out of her mind. It had been a long time since she'd felt this kind of sexual desire, and she could do nothing to stop the feelings. But she was unsure of the stranger. Who was he? She looked him up in the company records, hoping that they were working for the same company. She discovered he was a logger for the company, and his piece of land was not far from where she lived herself. That would explain his muscles bulging out of his shirt earlier, she thought to herself. She left work earlier than usual, unable to focus her attention. It was better to just go home and try to get this sexy lumberjack out of her head. She always laughed at the term lumbersexual, but today she completely understood what all the hype was about. She hadn't felt this intense of a need in a very long time. As the sun set around her house, she decided to take a walk in the forest. She'd done this several times and found it very calming. She needed calm quite badly now. The moon shone brightly over the forest, illuminating every tree and plant. She walked beneath the branches of an exceptionally large pine tree, breathing in the earthy scent. This was definitely something you couldn't get in L.A. She hiked up her favorite hill, which gave her a wonderful view of the valley below. At night, the moon shone brightly over the flowers and grasses, illuminating every gorgeous detail. She sat down at the top of the hill and looked out at the scene. Yet, she couldn't get the image of Max out of her head. She shook her head in annoyance until she heard a blood-curdling howl coming from the other side. She stood up quickly, wanting to be able to run quickly if necessary. Suddenly, two giant animals came barreling out of the forest at top speed. From her vantage point, it seemed as if a giant bear and a monstrous wolf were fighting. She'd never seen animals this large before, and she was frozen with fear. Her mind was telling her to run, but her feet wouldn't comply. Her eyes were as large as saucers as she watched the bear take a chunk of flesh out of the wolf's neck. Zoe was finally able to move, if only to hide behind a pine tree. Another howl echoed into the night, and the wolf barreled away, thankfully in the opposite direction of where Zoe was hiding. She poked her head out from around the tree, looking at the bear. It seemed tired and worn out. She couldn't tear her eyes away from it, as much as she wanted to run. Suddenly, before her very eyes, the bear turned into a man. She rubbed her eyes and looked again, unable to believe what she'd just witnessed. Try as she might, she couldn't change the fact that a bear had just turned into a man. Her brain couldn't put the two together, and the giant grizzly bear and the man sitting in the valley before her. The man before her turned around, and she recognized him instantly. It was Max. He was stark naked, but she'd have recognized that face anywhere. She'd only spent all day fantasizing about him. He looked her straight in the eye, and even from this distance she knew he recognized her. She took off running as fast as she possibly could, wanting to put as much distance between herself and Max as possible. She heard him racing after her, quickly catching up. She turned her head and saw that he was only a few feet behind her. Shit, he was fast, she thought to herself. She tried to quicken her pace, but knew that he was faster. Zoe! He yelled from behind her. Zoe, please, let me explain. Please, stop! He finally caught up to her and grabbed her by the arm. She tried to pull away, but he held her tightly in his grip. Zoe, please, let me explain to you. Just let me talk. I won't hurt you, I promise, he pleaded. What the fuck are you? Zoe finally managed to stammer out. She was shaking and deeply afraid of him. But at the same time, a strange certainty that he wouldn't hurt her fell over her. This is going to sound crazy. I know.